you doing? This is Black Shy Guy here. Welcome to another podcast episode. And as always, we have another episode about Fresh's situation, but it's not dealing with Fresh directly. It's dealing with Destiny, who confronted Fresh's baby, soon-to-be baby mama, in a podcast with other individuals involved. And remember Destiny back in the days when he was saying women's, you know, a lot of the debates that Fresh and Fit has, he didn't agree with it. He think it was kind of stupid. But remember, Destiny just went through a divorce and in a situation that involved a woman kind of trying to go for his money. So now he understands everything Fresh and Fit was debating about. And not only that, like I said, I agree with 90% of what they say on the Fresh and Fit, except when it comes to one. But now Destiny is here once again, confronting. Not once again. It's not like they confronted each other before. But we see the change in Destiny. We see his change when it comes to what a man goes through, especially when it comes to a situation with a baby mama. And Destiny went kind of nuclear here. You know what I'm saying? But before we head into it, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you also hit the like button. And make sure you follow my TikTok and Instagram. As always, I thank you for sitting at my table. Let's dive in. Whew, this is a hot one, folks. And I ain't lying to you. I mean, I thought this was WrestleMania early. You know what I'm saying? Let's dive in.
You kind of shit. No?
Yeah. All right. So I don't know if you know anything about us, but we were just tuning into your sort of stuff going on with Fresh. Last we saw, you kind of posted some of that phone call. Have you posted any more of that phone call yet?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Because it's like a 37 minutes phone call, and I don't want to post it though.
Okay, just for the sake of clarity here, let me ask, what's your best case scenario in this situation? What are we hoping for here? Are we hoping that he kind of turns around and maybe...
I don't expect him to come around, because I don't need this man in my life. Mm-hmm. And I knew he's a trash. So the reason why I'm posting this is because I want everybody to know that he is a liar and he's a cheater. Maybe he's a scammer, as how he behaved right now on the show after I posted everything. He's making a joke about it. Like,
well, he said he didn't have any money, right? He said he...
Well, before we get into what they're about to say further, he's not a cheater. He already told you that he was promiscuous. He already told you that he's going to sleep with other ladies, and you accepted that. The only thing that you were surprised about is that he wasn't using condoms with the other ladies. That's the only thing you were surprised about. So is Fresh a cheater? No. Is he a scammer when it comes to relationships? No, because he already basically told you what he is all about. And he also issued that on his podcast. It's everywhere. It's nothing new. If you know about the Fresh and Fit podcast, you know what they're about. So right there, she already started with a lie. Listen, I'm going to keep it 100, despite the fact that Fresh to me is someone who you should not take advice from at all. But let's continue.
He didn't have any money. He wouldn't be able to get any money. So where did all his money go?
I don't care about the money. The thing is, I want him to behave like a man.
You clearly care about the money. Let's stop the fugaziness. Okay, let's stop the fugaziness. You clearly care about the money because you stated, the money kind of early in the discussion in the text messages. If you didn't see the discussion between her and Fresh, you can look at my last video when I went through it entirely in my last video. Make sure you check it out. So she did mention money when it came to their debate, because she did mention the child support. So you do care about money. Let's stop the bullshit.
Like, he didn't even offer me to, like, oh, baby, if you don't want to, like, you know, we're not together, you don't want the baby, I can help you, you know, take you to the hospital, you know, taking care of the medical stuff.
Just step up overall, yeah.
None of that, you know, that's the reason why I got pissed.
That I do agree with. Fresh should at least said, you know what, I'll go to the hospital with you. I think we should get an abortion. Even though I don't agree with the abortion. I don't agree with the abortion. I don't. I don't think the child should be punished for the simple fact that you see it as an inconvenience in your life. I don't think the child should be punished. Unfortunately, you should face the consequence of your actions and have the child. I'm sorry, because there's no excuse not to have the child. The only reason you don't want the child is because it's an inconvenience, nothing more. So that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. But like I always say, I don't stand above correction. If you can tell me a better logical situation as to why Fresh does not want a kid with this woman, other than we're not a complete family, other than the kid is going to be raised in a divided home. If you can find something else, then I'm willing to listen. But if that's what you're going to bring up, there's no excuse. He should face the wrath of his actions. He should face the consequence and have the kid, because he knew what he was getting himself into, especially when he decided to go raw and go in and bust a nut in this lady. Let's continue.
Okay.
And I'm an adult. I can accept the breakup. But the thing is, we planned for this baby and he knew it. That stupid. I'm not 18. Yeah, he knew it. We always been talking about the baby. Since day one, he asked me, what if you get pregnant? I told him directly, I would keep this baby because I am in love with you. And I've never get pregnant before.
Yeah.
So if I'm pregnant, I'm definitely going to keep the baby.
And that's like 100% you've decided that you are keeping this baby regardless of what he does?
I told him that this is what he noticed. He know the information from me, and he asked me many times, like, oh, and he told me many times, you're going to be the baby's mother. You know, you don't, because I smoke vape. He always take my vape away. He's like, oh, I want you to be healthy. You're going to be my baby's mother. You know, what if you get pregnant? And even
that's not proven. That's speculations, because obviously you never showed a text message that Fresh actually said that he wants a baby with you, that he actually said, listen, I don't want you to smoke just in case you get pregnant. So that's all speculations, nothing but allegations. It's not proven. So let's move on to something that has much more of a stamp of approval on it. You know what I mean? Let's go to the facts. Let's skip all of these allegations, because that's what I would have said to her. Let's skip all of these allegations, all these hearsay, she say, or whatever the case may be. Let's go with the facts.
A week ago when I was at his house, he was like, oh, I don't want to rent an apartment anymore. I want to buy the house instead, because like, it's better for us for the future. And what if you get pregnant? He keeps saying that every day to me. So that means admitted.
Well, you also said that he introduced you to like his mom and his whole family, right? When you guys went to Barbados?
His entire family. We spoke for 2 months when I was in China. We were in a long distance relationship. And then he decided to take me to Barbados. And I asked him, what's the purpose for the visit? He said, because he wants to show me his family, like where he grew up. And also he wants to take the Barbados passport because he wants to travel to China. Because for Barbados passport, he doesn't need a visa. So how can I not trusting like all of these, you know? He did like making efforts, like
congratulations, Daisy, mm-hmm. on your
for me, it was sense. Like everything was pretty like real for me.
I mean, we're hearing a lot of crying scenarios here. I don't know why they are even entertaining what she's saying here. We're going to jump right into when Destiny comes, because obviously that is the spice of our lives. You know what I'm saying? Because she's saying a lot of allegations, a lot of hearsay and all of this. You know what I mean? Right here at this point in time of the podcast, Tree is in the discussion now, along with the rest of the gang when it comes to this lady. So let's continue on.
He's a person is seems very like connected is with me, and we have good chemistry. And personality and financially, everything is good. Then for me, it's fine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not for me, like, I never see him as like he's a rich man, because, like, where I come from, I've seen so many rich people, I could have many choices. it's just a feeling that I'm with him. He made me so happy and he's so romantic. And I liked his lifestyle, I guess. That's why.
His lifestyle consists of sleeping with multiple ladies, including yourself. So, I mean, you chose the lifestyle, you got to choose the consequence. So, I mean, despite the fact that I don't agree with a lot of Fresh's takes and a lot of Fresh's actions when it comes to dealing with ladies, she's no better herself. And she basically described herself as a victim in this situation, which she absolutely is not.
So when you, when your identity was exposed to his audience, what did you think what he did as for work on his show and the things that he said as a man about women, how he felt about women? Like, what did your, and of course the way his audience treated you, like, give me your impression on how did you feel about all of that?
I actually argued with him about this. Like, I was always telling him, Myron, something that Myron says on the show is not true. That the reason why he behaves like that, maybe he comes from a Muslim family, that's why. But he never, like, Fresh, he doesn't really speak on the show, so, like...
We all know that. We all know that. And thank God for it. You know what I'm saying? Thank God for it, because Fresh makes no sense when he speaks.
And I don't really understand the show. Before I knew him, I don't even know about, like, this show. I don't know anything about this. So I only paid attention afterward. So he explained to me it's just a work, you know. It's his work. And he doesn't behave like that with me.
Okay, I get it that it's work, but even, and you're correct, Myron is the effeminate one who does all the yelling with women. However, Walter was sitting there allowing this to happen. Sometimes he throws a little jab in there, here and there, just that and the other. He does. He is enabling this type of behavior, which shows that he agrees with it to a certain extent. Don't you? Did you think that, or you just think he was just there for the bag to get?
Yeah. For me, it was just like, because I know him personally, so I thought everything just for show, you know. It's just the way, like, it's his career, that's how he make money. So I'm like, okay, that's out of my business, I don't care.
Okay. Yeah. With you being pregnant now, I know you're angry, and you said you're not going to allow him to be in the child. Is that the child's life? Is that because he's not, he says...
Wait, she's not going to allow Fresh to be in the child's life? Now, that was not ushered in when she was having a conversation with him. Which kind of makes sense for the simple fact that if he wants to kill the child, then why would he be in the child's life after it's born, since his main course of action is to get rid of the child? So for her to feel that way, it's understandable, I guess. But, I mean, if you're going to go along with it, it would be good to have the child's father involved in his life, his or her life. Because without the father, it can go wrong in so many ways. The child needs the father in his or her life.
Now that he has no interest in paying?
Paying? What do you mean, paying?
Like financially contributing to the child's well-being?
No, but we all know whether he wants to pay or not. By the United States law, he has to pay for the child support.
Right,
even
true.
If he doesn't want to. But the thing is, I just wish that he could behave better. Like, baby, I'm going to be here for you. Even
Daisy,
like,
why would he... I'm talking to you from sister to sister here.
Yeah.
Why would he, if that is his entire environment? You can tell a lot about people by who they surround themselves.
That's why I'm blind, Dad. I'm stupid. That's why, like, I don't blame on anyone. Like, I was being stupid. Like, I am never... I don't know. I just feel like maybe it's my fault. I've made mistake, you know. I have to learn from my lesson. But
this is the point in time that I do believe she was in it for the bag. I do believe she was in it for the bag. So see, this is why I always say I'm not above correction. I'm always above correction, because when I see something, I'm adult enough and mature enough to admit that A, yes, she definitely seems like she was in it for the bag. In my last episode, I was saying maybe she wasn't entirely in it for the bag or whatever the case may be, but it seems like she is in it for the bag right now. I do believe she, I mean, yes, you were stupid to think that Fresh is going to be completely, completely honorable only to you and not deal with other ladies, despite the fact that he did say to you that he's going to sleep with other ladies. And for you to be ignorant to that fact makes you look really stupid, especially now after going through all of this campaign and basically displaying all the messages and the text messages and the pictures of you and Fresh. And you stating that he lied to you, that he's a scammer, this and that and the third. He's not a scammer. He's not a liar. He was upfront with you and what he is. And if he didn't actually tell you who he was, he did basically display it in the form of the podcast, which he basically is live with Myron, displaying his characteristics when it comes to how he goes about with relationships. So I don't get it. I do believe she's in it for the bag. Let's continue.
That's why I didn't care about even exposing myself, and all of my friends already knew what happened. I didn't care about either it's going to be a shaming for me, but I want to expose him. And so he doesn't keep hurting other women. Because if I knew this, I would never, ever.
Well, what was the red flags that you missed? Because if I'm with you on that, and I'm on your team to make sure that he doesn't hurt other women. But as a woman, I can see him for who he is. I want you to help me.
What are you talking about, Tree? I don't like the fact that this is one thing I do not like. I don't like the fact that they're making Fresh look out to be a liar and a scammer. And I'm glad Tree is combative with what she's saying about Fresh when it comes to him openly showing who he truly is. Because he did show who he truly is. It's not his fault you went along for the ride. And now that he's basically showing who he truly is after showing you all this time during the relationship who he truly is, you're acting surprised in him wanting to get rid of the baby and this and that and the third. Let's be real here.
See what you saw, because there could be lots of other women that saw what you saw and felt what you felt. To me, there were so many red flags. I would have, I'm married, but if I was single, I would have stayed far away from him. So help me see what you saw initially from the time you saw him.
Okay. First of all, I don't like being with a boring man, and he was not boring. I said that on the show. What I need from men is being honest and not boring and knows what he wants. And he just shows me all of that. So for me, I was like, okay, this is the man for me.
When she says boring man, she means she wants to be with a 1% man. If you're a man working a 9-to-5 job, coming home, taking care of your family, this and that and the third, she doesn't want that. She wants a 1% man who can give her the world. Once again, my phone is going crazy off. I apologize. She wants to be with a man that can give her everything. That's what she means when she says, I don't want a boring man. So a lot of us men who are middle class, we don't have a chance with her. We don't. She wants a 1% man, which is what Fresh is. And that's what it is. Be honest with yourself.
And he may behave with other women like that, but from what I have felt, that he was real with me, at least when we were together.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. Because when you're in love, you are kind of blindsided.
So
I would never met him, but it just happened.
So because he was adventurous and he was Would you say, I'm sorry, I'm messing my face up as I say this. Are you say he was charming or he was just adventurous?
He was charming. He was sweet. He was very romantic.
Because he wanted to get the draws. Like, I mean, she can't be this stupid. I mean, let's go to the point when Destiny finally shows up, because I really want to hear Destiny's take, because I'm feeling and starting to understand why Destiny went nuclear. All right, let's continue.
Daisy, the reason I know you're not for money is because you went 50-50 on that bracelet. Okay.
Yes,
a woman who was for money would never go 50-50 on that bracelet.
And I bought my own ticket to Miami.
Child.
First time I went to I bought my own ticket. And I know he buys tickets for other girls, but I never asked him, like, can you buy me a ticket? For me, that's like so cheap, you know, just like $200 or what? Like, because I'm really in love with the person, so I didn't even care about the money. The reason why he bought me the bracelet, because he bought me a fucking fake bracelet.
Yeah, I know. I read that part.
And then, because I buy these bank leaves all the time, I have an account. I always know, like, when the moment I got the bracelet, I'm like, this is fake. But I didn't tell him immediately. I told him 2 days later. And he was acting like he didn't know. Wait, for sure, he knows.
I'm just curious. Can I ask a question about the kid? If Walter apologized for everything and came clean on everything, wouldn't you want him to be involved in, like, your child's life?
But why would you care about that?
What do you mean? Well, because he's the most important person that we're talking about right now, right?
Yeah, but why do you care about he's gonna be a part of my baby's life?
It's not just your babies, it's both of your babies, right? And doesn't the child wants to be involved?
Yeah, it's both of our baby, but he's not acting like man. So do you think he has a right?
Yes, if he apologizes and comes around and says, hey, I want to be in the kid's life, I shouldn't have wished for the kid's death or whatever the case may be, I want to be in the child's life, you're going to still remove him from the child's life? Oh boy, this podcast is making her look really evil. She would have just stayed with the text messages and the phone call. She would have looked kind of above Fresh character wise but now this discussion with Destiny and Tree and the rest of the gang is really exposing her and who she truly is.
To see the baby?
Do you think you have a right to child support?
I mean, he doesn't need to. That's fine.
Well, you said the U.S. government said he had to pay, but the U.S. government is also going to make you share custody with him too, right? Whether you want to or not, unless you have a compelling reason not to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I will let what government decide to do. If they decide that, okay, my child have to see him, then that's fine. But if the government says, okay, my baby doesn't need to see him, then that's not unnecessary.
What shouldn't the priority be to, like, build a healthy life for your future child? Shouldn't that be the focus? Like, how do you make sure your child has a father that wants to spend time with him and be involved in his life and has a mother?
Look, his father doesn't want him.
He just found out that you're pregnant, right? I mean, he's probably freaking the fuck out, I imagine. He probably isn't ready to be a dad or doesn't necessarily want to right now. But, like, why close the door on that?
I am not closing it. I'm just saying, based on his behavior.
You're not just saying, you're closing the door. And the only reason you're going to let Fresh see his kid if the government basically makes you allow him to see his kid. So you're closing the door. The government already has to get involved with that. So yes, you are closing the door. Wow, this podcast is really making her look really evil. And this is what this is why you shouldn't take Fresh's advice when it comes to dealing with women. Because obviously, Fresh should have seen the red flags when it comes to her. Fresh should have seen the flags that she brings in his life. Because this is going to be really bad for Fresh if the pregnancy actually takes place and he has a child with this woman. Because he's going to be facing a nightmare. He's probably freaking the fuck out right now.
Dave, right,
sure,
now.
But if
look,
he changes his behavior,
why do you
in the future,
speak for him? Why do you speak for him? Because clearly he's acting like an idiot on the show.
Well,
you're
both acting like idiots, right? To be fair, right? You've gotten
what
pregnant
am I
with
acting?
Because you got pregnant by a guy that doesn't want to marry you. You're just as dumb as he is, right?
Destiny hit it on the nose, and I don't agree with Destiny a lot. I don't agree with Destiny's lifestyle, but like I say, Like I always say, whether you like the person or not, whether you like the person's livelihood or not, doesn't negate the fact that sometimes people even that you don't agree with or you don't like say smart things. And you gotta give them credit for it. People can't separate the two. You cannot like a person, but all of a sudden they come out with a freaking rebuttal that makes sense and is so logical. You're also gonna be like, well, the fact that it came from that person that I don't like, I think it's stupid what he said, despite the fact that it sounds logical. Destiny makes sense there, and he hit it on the nose right there, and I gotta agree with him 100%.
Right. Mm-hmm. The problem isn't with either of you, though. That shouldn't be the main concern. The main concern should be the child, right?
Exactly.
He's not concerning about the child. I am. That's why I went on an adult conversation. So don't
you're leaking DMs on Instagram. How are you don't care. You're not caring. The child right now is just a money ticket for you. You're not caring at all about the child. Why are you leaking all this
money?
Publicly?
What
the money is the child
is the
support
money?
That you think that you were talking about earlier.
Look,
that you're very familiar
you?
With the U.S.
Like,
laws.
Who are you? I'm here because I got invited from the owner. Who are you? If you're not owner, don't speak to me. Because you have no right to talk about my situation. It's
but
not
you're
even
literally
about
on
money.
The internet talking about your situation everywhere. What do you mean?
I'm talking about the situation. It's not about money. What do you know about anything?
What do I apparently more than you do?
You
am I getting knocked up by Fresh from Fresh and Fit? What do you are you trying to act like you're the one with
so
all the experience
who are you?
Here?
Who are you? How do you have the right to talk about this?
You're all over the internet spreading the text messages, which you have all the right to do. But then when you're confronted with someone who doesn't agree with your tactics and is obviously telling you that the main concern between you and Fresh should be the child, you're catching a temper tantrum. This woman right here in this podcast, in this discussion between Destiny Tree and the rest of the gang is getting exposed. Both her and Fresh is getting exposed because this is how idiotic Fresh looks for dealing with a woman like this. Fresh, the one who obviously tells young men, try to avoid ladies who will make your life a living hell. And look at him now, dealing with a woman that's going to make his life a living hell. Fresh, you're an idiot for not seeing the red flags when it comes to this woman.
Like... talking about a man.
Wait, because I'm older than you. I've got more life experience than you. I'm
you're,
the only
you
one.
You older
than
me, so you have more rights?
No, apparently I've got, I'm just curious. It seems like you have like all of this.
I don't want to talk to you right now.
Okay, so Daisy.
I don't want to talk to you.
Let me.
Okay, Destiny's going to take a break for a little bit.
I'll take out. This woman is a f***ing piece of trash, though. She's ruining this kid's life because she wants to milk this guy for money. You're actually subhuman filth. Just letting you know that. Good luck. Bye.
You can say whatever you want.
I am. God will judge you.
You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
That's
so,
very mean.
Wow. What is very mean? What is very mean? Let's skip to all the nonsense to when Destiny comes back.
A calm conversation.
Yeah. Why are you being so mean?
Everyone here is just trying to be nice.
I can't tell how naive you are. For her to say earlier, she's like, and I know that in the United States of America, paternity law says that he needs to pay for this. And also, I'm on a tourist visa, so I can't work. And it's very expensive here. And I'm not.
Exactly. Yo, I'm telling you, man, Destiny's making so much sense here. He is. Because everything she's saying leads to the fact that Fresh needs to take care of her entirely. The fact that she's saying, I can't work this and that and the third. You can work. You can get a working card or a visa or whatever the case may be, which would allow you to work in the United States of America. She doesn't want to work, though. She just wants to be taken care of.
Miami, and I need him to pay for all of the blah, 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 blah. Like, bro, she wasn't going 50-50 earlier. She was investing, and it's about to pay 18 years worth of dividends.
I'm not
like,
saying he needs to pay for everything. I'm saying he should pay for the non-insurance pregnancy and give birth of the surgery and to see the OB. If you're a child's father, you're not going to pay for that. I'm not asking him to pay for my shit, pay for my shopping.
You should be trying to get him as involved in the child's life as you're trying to get him involved in the child's finances. And
okay,
you seem to have no desire to do that.
Wow, Destiny is hitting the freaking fire lyrics right now, yo. Like, I see you, Destiny, even though I don't agree with your life paths and all of that. But I see you. You're making sense right now.
Okay, fine. Don't get me pregnant.
You get, it's two people. It takes two. He didn't rape you, did he? Are we dropping that accusation today? You guys both fucked. No, the child is both of yours.
Well, okay. well, we had an agreement. If he doesn't come inside of me, I won't get pregnant.
That's not an agreement, honey. That's called biology.
Be logic. Be like...
What? If you allowed him to go in you without a condom and he comes in you, you're much more freaking to blame than he is. You could have easily said, no, you're not coming in me. You're not going in me unless you have a condom on. You could have easily said that, but you didn't.
Educated yourself, please, before talk to me.
No, you get educated. Holy
before
shit.
Talk to me, okay? People
happen.
Ask me a question, and I'm just telling how I feel. I could fake it. I could fake it, okay? He doesn't have to do that. I'm just saying this is what I wish for. Every woman would wish for that.
Every woman would wish to get... How long have you even been dating this
Every
guy?
Every woman would wish that the child's father would support them.
Yeah, but I think they would also wait to have a baby
I'm
with
not
the child's father
want
who wants to be
money.
Involved with
I'm
the child's
saying,
life.
What are you talking about? Like, please, I don't even want to talk to you right now.
Don't you want a child's father to be involved in the child's life?
Yes, I do. I do, but he doesn't want to. Don't you understand me?
Then why not work towards that?
Can you... I did. Did you not see what I post?
Yeah,
I saw
you.
He doesn't even want to talk to me. He doesn't want to have an adult conversation. He refused to see me. He said, I'm not going to see you.
When did he find out you were pregnant?
That part I agree with when it comes to her, because she did try to talk to him. Fresh refused to see her. Fresh refused to talk to her. But the thing is, Destiny is telling, it's speaking facts. You can work towards Fresh still being in the child's life. You can still work towards it. There's still time to save it. Remember, Fresh, despite the idiot that he is really surprised at her being pregnant and he's freaking out. Let him calm down. Head towards the promised land, which allows the father to be in the kid's life, which allows Fresh to be in your life and the kid's life. For the fact that you're only worried about Fresh financially is wrong. You should worry also about the child who should have a father in his or her life.
Like on the 30th of March, I text him. Yeah, that's the first conversation. And okay, I said, babe, let's discuss. Let's meet and discuss about the situation. He said, meet for what? He said, meet for what? Go get a pill. That's what he said.
Yup, he did say that. He did say that. I mean, he did say that. He basically didn't want to see her. He was like, yo, take the pill. And this was his exact words. He was like, something about, take the pill, my nigga. Holy shit, that's what Fresh said. I'm not lying to you. Take a look at my last video. Holy shit. Oh my God.
Working that, because you got to have her calm down, okay? Because she has every right to be angry right now because she's been rejected by the man that she's pregnant by. So what I was using was a hypothetical that, hey, let's go into the future. Right now, she's upset. He's upset. Everybody's upset right now. And they're saying things to hurt each other. So when tempers flare down and we're looking in the future and everybody's thinking and processing and they've been talking to their friends, rational and irrational, this is what I was asking her. A month from now, what does she want the best outcome? And I know I said the best outcome for her, him, and the baby.
And what?
And the soon-to-be baby. And she was explaining
even
that to me. So you can go ahead and continue.
Even if he was being nice to me, like saying, okay, I'm going to get you through this. Like, I'm going to help you. I'm going to be there. I'm going to go to the hospital with you. That would be nice. But he didn't even offer that.
But let's look at he's angry right now.
If you guys want to see the rest of this thing, I'm going to have the link down in the description. I really, they're basically going around in circles and what she wants the best outcome to be, so we really don't have to go into that any further. Oh, and at the end of the day, they just need to focus on what's best for the child. They both made mistakes. They both have to deal with the consequences. She has to deal with the fact that she chose a man who is willing to sleep with thousands of other ladies other than herself, and also a man who does not believe in having a child at this point in time in his life. She has to deal with that consequence. She knew who Fresh was at the beginning. So is he a scammer? No. Is he a liar? No. He revealed to you who he was from the beginning. And Fresh has to deal with the fact that he chose to sleep with a woman that, despite all the freaking advice he gives to young men, did not notice the red flags when it comes to her. So now Fresh has to deal with the fact that he has a child with this woman. He has to deal with the fact that in the next possible 22 years, he has to deal with this woman. Both of them made stupid mistakes. And like Destiny said, they're both idiots when it comes to this outcome that basically is putting both of their lives in a very precarious situation. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think. I would love to hear it. Make sure you hit the like button. Make sure you even hit the subscribe. Make sure you also hit the notification button to get notified for any upcoming new videos and also any upcoming new episodes when it comes to my podcast. This is Black Shy Guy. As always, thank you for sitting at my table. I'm out of here. Peace!
Arch criminal who must be put away. Another innocent victim.